Stera's gift's engines slowed, and the constant, nearly crushing acceleration diminished and finally stopped. A slow rotation, end over end, and the engines spooled up again. The crushing force of acceleration returned. We now had to sail blindly toward the combat zone.
"We've got the life pod," Nick said.
"Good. When we drop out of burn, I want to unload 2 missiles on the cutter. Can you make that work, Nick?"
"Yep."
"Marnie, how's that turret looking?"
"Ready to rock. Give me something to shoot."
We sailed in silence for the first 20 minutes of deceleration. Stera's gift dropped out of burn just long enough for us to get an updated data stream.
"Show current status."
"Status not available,"
the AI replied.
"Show stream at 10 times speed."
The holographic rendering of the attack started right where we'd left off. After 40 seconds, the darts finally finished their job, severing the linkage between the tug and the chain of barges. I watched with resignation as the darts turned their attention to Chen's tug. I slowed the recording to watch in real time. I felt I owed that to her.
We'd been less than 10 minutes too late.
It was more than I could take.
Why wouldn't they simply blow the tug before separation?
They couldn't risk the explosion, Marnie replied.
I hadn't realized I'd asked the question out loud. It took the darts less than a minute to tear the tug to shreds as it drifted away from the string of barges. It was horrific to think of Adela Chen still on that ship being murdered.
"Turn it off, Cap."
Marnie's voice sounded distant.
"I can't."
"You have to. Get your ass in the moment, Cap. This ship won't fly itself."
She was right. I was wallowing. I turned off the recording.
"Roger that. Thanks, Marnie."
"Dropping out of burn in 30 seconds,
Nick warned. It was unnecessary since I could see the countdown on my vid screen. I pulled the flight stick back from its cradle and rested my left hand on the throttle control.
"I'm bringing us in hot, Nick. We'll concentrate on the cutter first. The darts can't get home without it."
I aborted the deceleration a few seconds earlier than planned. This would cause us to do a high-speed flyby of the cutter, as well as make it harder for the ship to take evasive maneuvers. Too late, the smaller cutter became aware of our approach. They'd fired up their engines and were burning hard on an escape vector perpendicular to our path. I arced toward their escape route. The darts, in turn, adjusted to chase us.
"Missiles away," Nick said.
"Track missiles on holoprojector."
Both missiles had to make minor adjustments in their less than 2-second flight, but that was expected. The cutter had detected the launch and attempted to dodge. Only one missile hit, but that was sufficient. Kinetic damage is king in space combat. The energy is amplified geometrically by speed. By not fully decelerating when we fired, the missiles hit the cutter with much greater velocity than if we'd simply been chasing the cutter in matched combat. Missiles have explosive charges, but if we'd hit the cutter with the missile-sized rock, it would have done just about the same amount of damage. A quick survey showed the top third of the now slowly tumbling cutter had been vaporized. The contents of the ship were exposed to vacuum, and the shock of impact would surely have killed everyone on board.
"Center Stera's gift on display."
I'd lost visual contact with the darts, but knew they were out there. The AI identified their holographic images trailing us not far back. The ships were accelerating hard and would overtake us in less than a minute unless I fired the engines back up. Thing was, we weren't some little tug. We were an armored ship with a full load of ammo for our turret. They could outrun us, but our gun range was just as good as theirs.
Bring it on!
I flipped Stera's gift around. With the cutter out of the mix, our odds were pretty good. I accelerated hard in their direction. It struck me that this particular maneuver had been executed by warriors throughout the ages. We thought ourselves so advanced, but when it came down to it, we were just knights tilting down the line with a lance tucked under our arm.
Hail those darts!
I couldn't figure out how the AI always knew what I meant, but it never failed.
You want to surrender?
The voice was haughty.
Stand down. We'll take you into custody. At least you'll live, I said.
He cut off communications.
Send message to darts.
If you don't fire on us, I won't fire my missiles. You light us up, we'll come at you with everything we have.